We got some interesting numbers from the Census Bureau today. Among them, the U.S. poverty rate has fallen to 13.5% in 2015, down from 14.8% in 2014. That's the biggest decline since the mid-1990s. The median household income in the U.S. also rose last year for the first time since before the financial crisis. It was up 5.2% to $56,500. Incomes did not rise for households outside of metropolitan areas. And the number of people without health insurance fell to 29 million people, down from 33 million the previous year. In percentages, it was down to 9.1% uninsured from 10.4% the previous year. Well, so far this year, California has seen more than 5,800 wildfires consume more than 800 square miles of mountain, desert, and rural terrain. Once the flames are tamed, though, the job is far from over. People have to make sure the fire stays out. As Sharon McNary from KPCC in Los Angeles found out when she visited the pilot fire last month in San Bernardino County.
The helicopters assigned to attack the pilot fire from above have gone elsewhere. Now that the flames are out, this is the job. Mop up. It's slow work. Dirty and absolutely vital. Firefighter Nicole White swings a tool that's half axe, half hoe. It's called a Pulaski. She's pulling up rocks and roots. Every couple of swings, she takes off a glove and holds the back of her hand to the soil, testing to see if it's cool. She recently started work as a forestry technician with the U.S. Forest Service in the San Bernardino Mountains. The pilot fire was her first really big wildland fire.
Second fire, first assignment. I love it.
The fire started in the mountains, but quickly moved into a rural part of Southern California's high desert as it burned 8,100 acres over 9 days.
We were part of the initial attack.
And she got a sort of baptism, doused in fire retardant.
First thing that happened to us on the fire, we got dropped on.
Oh, no.
The aircraft that drops all the pink stuff and everything, we got some of the splatter from it.
The sleeves of her yellow fire-resistant shirt are stained with hot pink fire retardant. On this day, she kind of matches her rural surroundings, which are also tinged with pink. A nearby house, play equipment in the yard, even a collection of vintage Jaguar cars out back are solidly covered in the pink stuff dumped by a firefighting airplane. The work is slow, painstaking, and hard on the lungs because White and other mop-up firefighters are working around ash, dust, dirt, and smoke.
I mean, it's tiring. You just gotta know how to use your tools and stuff and not wear your body out doing it.
Mop-up work begins as soon as the fire is gone. The idea is to make sure that a fire, once out, stays out. It's also an important precursor to the work that comes later to stabilize the soil from erosion and reestablishing the plant life. Wet mop means putting water onto the burned edge of the fire line, digging up smoldering root balls from burned plants to douse them with water. Dry mop means mixing dirt into the ashes.
There's barbed wire over here, so if you guys come over here, just be careful. Okay.
U.S. Forest Service firefighter Mason Blair is supervising the work.
We're starting to find all the heat hot spots close to the line, and we're trying to make sure they're all extinguished so nothing can get passed across the line.
That work can last anywhere from a couple days to a few weeks, depending on the terrain and the vegetation that burned.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke stomping, and you know, this is a big part of the job, too, is just making sure everything's secure.
That first day of the fire, Nicole White worked a 27-hour shift, cutting fire lines and assisting the so-called hot shots. Those are the firefighters who battle the flames head-on. On the third day of the fire, she'd been reassigned to a wet mop detail a few miles away from any active flames.
It's not glamorous. The TV cameras go away by the time we're in to mop up kind of work, but it's critical, but it is not without its exposure to risk.
Alex Victoria studies firefighter mishaps at the Wildland Fire Lessons Learned Center in Arizona. He says California's drought has felled many big trees whose burned root systems pose hidden dangers for mop-up crews.
Sometimes what we see is those root tunnels collapsing under the weight of firefighters, and some firefighters have gone up to their waist in these really scalding hot ash pits.
A firefighter working mop-up in Northern California was killed by a falling burned tree limb in 2008. The lessons learned from that fatality have changed the fire service standards for posting medical care closer to firefighters on mop-up duty. A couple of days in, White says she likes the work.
Just really everything. I mean, taking care of the forest, trying to make sure that we save as much as we can, helping people and protecting the things that belong to them that they worked hard for, and just the all-around job.
Given the severity of the wildfire season so far this year, White will likely get a chance to do that all-around job a few more times before winter. For Here and Now, I'm Sharon McNary.